Okay, Simin Kuf Gimel Dina Simchas Yontov Vavol Yud Dalet Seifim. He said Gimel or Dalet?
Tomorrow is Gimel. Kuf Yud Gimel. Gimel through Gimel
Kuf
through Yud.
Gimel, Gimel through Yud Dalet.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
I lost track of time.
Ezu Einig. What's Einig? Zeh Shomer Rav Hussein Zal. We're talking about Simchas Yomtiv, right? So what's Einig? Shechayev lecho b'yomtiv b'chol yom beis sudas. You have to eat on yomtiv every day two sudas. Achas b'layla v'achas b'yom. One at night, one during the day. Aval suda shlishis ain noyegin boy. Suda shlishis, we're not noyeg. Shechayev lekadesh. Although there are those that say you should have suda shlishis. So me, Avada, with my big Mesiras Nefesh, to have Suda Shlishis on Shalashudas, on Yom Tov, so I'll make sure to eat a snack in the afternoon, right? Because it's a really tough thing to do. B'chayev l'kadosh al yayin kodem Suda, and Yechayev to be Mekadosh on wine before the Suda. V'yivtza al beis kikor ha-shlemis, and you use Lecha Mishnah, k'moy b'Shabbos. V'yavar b'asav yayin, and you should have a lot of meat. Wine and McDonald's, kefi yecholta, based according to your abilities. Fine.
Don't we call it Simchas Yom Tov? Don't we call Shabbos Oinek Shabbos and Simchas Yom Tov?
Right. So, I
And
mean,
he
why is
calls
he
it
calling it Einig here?
Oinek Yom Tov. Yeah,
Yeah, I mean, he keeps switching, no?
he keeps switching. Okay.
What's that? Didn't he say Simcha? I mean, it's called
Is
Simchas Yom Tov.
Oinek is a who Oinek?
Here he's calling it Einig, but the simen is called Simcha. Yeah.
Yes,
All right.
it's a different definition than Shabbat.
Yeah. Anyway, so B'chol Yomtiv, B'chol Yomtiv with Kiddush B'layla, and every Yomtiv for Kiddush night. You say afterwards, Bircha Shechiyonu on the Simcha of the Chag. Chutz Milu Shviyu Shal Pesach, seventh day Pesach, that's the only Yom Tov there's no Shechiyonu, but Leil Shmini, and the eighth day Shem Yivorach and Shechiyonu, Kivin Shein and Regal Bifnei Atzis, it is not his own Yom Tov. Vanoshim B'shas Ad Lokas Aneris, Ein Lein Levorach Shechiyonu B'shum Yom Tov. You see, this is his opinion, that you shouldn't make Shechiyonu by candles and Yom Tov. You hear it by Kiddush, but some are. I think nowadays most women do, unless they're mamish lighting the candles right before Kiddush. Chutz mila zayin v'lo ches shel Pesach, except for, like, understand, he just said there's no Shechiyonu there. V'lo mechinen lehu, and we don't make a macha on them if they want to make Shechiyonu. Hey, chayev l'sameach hasishtoi. You have to, you chayev to
Meaning
make it.
they shouldn't.
No, it's totally in minig. In America, we do. As far as I know, in
No,
America, we
you
do.
don't make machlois, so it's implying that
That's the
ideal
kitzer. That's the
the
kitzer. But
people that are okay.
Ramosha says they do. As far as I know, all the women do. As far as I know. Hey, chayev to make your wife happy and anybody that relies on you. Everybody karoy. The kids you give nuts and treats, and the women clothing and jewelry according to your ability, and men all they want is meat and wine. The minhag is to be marba and types of foods and Yom Tov more than Shabbos. Give Yom Tov never by simcha for loy b'Shabbos. The gam big day Yom Tov here you karam yosem b'shal Shabbos. Big day Yom Tov should be more chashuv than Shabbos, which was an interesting shaila that many asked, because since Yom Tov, many people bought new clothing for Yom Tov, should they have worn it for Shabbos before Yom Tov or not? Or since we say since Yom Tov is more chashuv or lemaisa, Shabbos is there, so you should just do that first. Fine. Va b'yom sheni shel Pesach yesh asas pesuda eizah davar lezecha sudas Esther shehayse b'yom zeh shebo b'yom nidla haman. Second day Pesach, you should make something. We sing some Purim songs. Zayin b'yom rishon shel Shavuos noigin lecha machalei chalav. On Shavuos, with the minig is to eat dairy. V'yesh v'zeh kamatam v'remez mincha chadosh al Hashem b'Shavuos heichem. Rashi Tevas mei chalav. Yesh ocho gam acholi dvash mivnei shatora nimshal lehem. The Torah is compared to dvash, and remember, like we said today, dvash v'cholav tachas l'shoinech. Pri chadash v'shem kovay. V'kimet sh'oichlem acholi cholav v'tzrichim gam kein lechol basar. Since you eat macholi cholav, you need to also eat basar. Shari mitzvah lechol basar b'yamtiv. Just to eat basar b'yamtiv. Tzrichim lizar shalo yavoy l'day iser. You need to be careful that you shouldn't come to an iser. Right, meaning you have to make sure you don't eat basar b'cholav. Ches, ava b'shah achila. You'd be surprised how many people ask that they want to eat dairy meals on Pesach. Because I guess 6 meals, 7 meals is a lot. Ches, ava b'shah achila. Shiva ma'adasi mitzvah sasei. Even though eating and drinking on Yom Tov is a mitzvah sasei, lo'ya oicha b'shah isa kol yom kuloi. You shouldn't eat and drink the whole day. Shari kvar nemar atzeres l'Hashem elikecha. Fa'al b'shah nemar atzeres tiyah lachem. Even though it says that Tzeres Yeh Lachem, Kvar Pershu Rav Seinu Zal, Chetzi Lashem, V'chetzi Lachem. Tfikach, Tzvichin Lase Gam B'toira. So therefore, you also have to, do Chetzi Lashem, Chetzi Lachem. There's a very interesting Chassam Sofer. He says, so normally Chetzi Lashem is the learning, Chetzi Lachem is the food. Chassam Sofer says the opposite. Chetzi Lachem is the Torah. Pashut, you need to learn Torah. Chetzi Lashem is you have to eat, because that's why Hashem set up the human body, that they have to eat. When you eat and drink, you also have to make sure you have your simon and amonas and all other poor people. But somebody who closes his doors, and he doesn't feed, that's just the simcha of his stomach. Meaning they're just eating for themselves. That's a curse.
So you cannot shut the doors. You have to let the people come, whoever wants to come.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do, yeah. I actually was supposed to have somebody who was down and out. He was supposed to show up for the Seder. He never showed up.
No, but it sounds like even if somebody is not planned to come, you cannot shut your doors.
Yeah, you see, you're allowed to lock your door. I mean, Pesach by night, you're not supposed to lock your doors, but you're allowed to lock your doors.
So what does it mean? If somebody
it
knocks
means
on
if
the door
somebody
and
knocks
wants
on
to
the door,
leave,
says he needs a meal, you can't turn him away.
You can't turn him away.
Yeah. Yud kishadam oichav v'shoyis v'sameach b'regel. When a person eats and drinks and is happy in regular, yimshak b'yayin u'v'schoik u'v'kalos roish. You don't go with schoik, you know, because when you drink, you get happy and you start making jokes. Yom ha'kom ha'sheyoyisav b'zeh yarev mitzvah simcha. And he's going to say, and he thinks that the more, you know, wacky he gets, the more simcha. Ki ha'shikros v'aschoik u'v'kalos roish eina simcha ela hoilulus v'sichlus. That type of happiness is like hoilulus and it's stupidity. We weren't commanded to have stupidity and act like fools. Should be a happiness doing God's will. Right, that should be the happiness.
But it's not part of Purim Halachas.
That's not part of Purim Halach. I don't know. No, Purim says it too. I think it says by Purim too. Yeah. Shenemar tachas sheravadas loyavadas Hashem lekecha b'simcha v'tuv leva meiroiv kol. Chol amado shavoyde he b'simcha davoydes b'simcha v'yashalavid es Hashem lo mitoch schoik v'lo mitoch kalos roish v'lo mitoch shikros. You can't be an oved Hashem. Not from laughing and not from lightheadedness, you know, like, you know, acting foolish and not from being drunk. All right. Yud Aleph, Midas Chasidim Asher Hashem Leneglim Tomer B'chol Darcheim Yudaeu. It's Midas Chasidim that they always have Hashem opposite them, and they know Him in all His ways. Be'esim Chosam Az Yosef B'Yosef B'Varachin Moshavchan LaKadosh Baruch Hu. When they get happy, they praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem Simach Oisam, that Hashem made them happy. V'yamar Adam B'Libay Be'esim Chosav Anasim. When a person's very happy and he's benefiting, Im Kachu Simchas Olam Hazeh, if this is how happy you are on Olam Hazeh, Asher Hi Hevel, that's stupidity, Ki Yesh Achreya Tuga V'Tzar, because we know at the end of life, it's always painful. There's no easy way to go. Mati Yesimchas Olam Abba, so how great will the Simchas Olam Abba HaTmidim, She'en Achreya Tuga. That's constant, that does not, there's no sadness at the end of that. V'yispalel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you should daven to Hashem, Sheyata libe lo'avdei v'lasis v'tzayna b'leiv shalem, v'she yisamchenu b'simchas ha'olam, you should daven to Hashem that you should be a complete Yid, and He should make us happy with simchas olam, v'yizakenu l'chayim olam haba, le'or ba'or p'nei melech chayim. Then we should bask in the glory or in the light of the Pnei Melech Chaim, the living king, who's really, that's referring to Hashem. Yeah, okay. That's it, right? Okay, good Moed. And everybody should enjoy.
What time tomorrow?
Probably regular time.
Which is 9:15?
Yeah, 9:15.
Okay.
If it changes, we'll post it. All right. Zagazunt, everybody.